Now, will you notice this in chapter 23, verses 1 and 2? And the whole multitude of them arose and led him unto Pilate, and they began to accuse him, saying, "We found this fellow perverting the nation, forbidding to give tribute to Caesar, saying that himself is Christ the King." You see, what they're accusing him of now is treason. And it was so utterly preposterous, Pilate asked him, saying, "Art thou the King of the Jews?" Imagine, here's a carpenter in peasant garment before you, and they've arrested him. And Pilate at first thought, my, how utterly absurd and preposterous this is. "Art thou the King of the Jews?" And he answered him and said, "Thou sayest it." Yes, he could say that he was. That's an amazing thing here. And really, Pilate wanted to let him go. Then said Pilate to the chief priests, to the people, "I find no fault in this man. You haven't any charge that would stick at all." Now notice what happened. Pilate can't get off that easy. In fact, the Lord Jesus won't let him off that easy. And they were the more fierce, saying, "He stirreth up the people, teaching throughout all Jewry, beginning from Galilee to this place." He's leading a revolution. He's rebelling against the constituted authority. You see how they're moving here. And so Pilate wanted to get off the hook here. Then Pilate heard of Galilee. He asked whether the man were a Galilean. And as soon as he knew that he belonged unto Herod's jurisdiction, he sent him to Herod, who himself also was at Jerusalem at that time. Now, Herod was in Jerusalem. I don't think it was an accident at this particular time. And now, since he's come from Galilee and Herod's jurisdiction is up in Galilee, he sends him over to Herod. And when Herod saw Jesus, he was exceeding glad, for he was desirous to see him of a long season, because he'd heard many things of him, and he hoped to have seen some miracle done by him. You see, this man Herod now had tried to see him one time, and they came and said, "Herod wants to see you." And he says, "You go tell that old fox, the day I work, the second day, and the third day I'm perfected." Now notice the reaction the Lord Jesus gives here to this man Herod. And then he questioned with him in many words, but he answered him nothing. Our Lord had no word for this man whatsoever. He's an old fox, and he's gone past the place of no return. He's on the way to a lost eternity. And he's a Herod. And our Lord didn't do anything. He didn't answer him. He didn't make any effort to reach him. This is something that you need to look at very carefully. And the chief priests and scribes stood and vehemently accused him. And you can see these men down there doing everything they can, jumping up and down. Herod saw that he wasn't going to get anywhere. Herod, with his men of war, set him at naught and mocked him and arrayed him in a gorgeous robe, sent him again to Pilate. He merely mocked him. And the same day Pilate and Herod were made friends together, for before they were at enmity between themselves. Here's the beginning of an ecumenical movement, and it's away from Jesus, because most of these movements are. These two men who'd been against each other now come together. On what basis? They're both opposed to Jesus. And Pilate thought he had gotten rid of him. And Pilate, when he had called together the chief priests and the rulers and the people, said unto them, "Ye have brought this man unto me as one that perverteth the people, and behold, I've examined him before you, have found no fault in this man touching those things whereof ye accuse him, no, nor yet Herod, for I sent you to him, and lo, nothing worthy of death is done unto him." Pilate thought, why, there's nothing here that you can accuse him of. Herod just mocked him, put a robe on him, sent him back, considered the charges not worth considering at all. And Pilate's decision, it's a weak decision. He says here, verse 16, "I'll therefore chastise him and release him." And I don't know about you, but I don't like that. That's Pilate's decision. It's weak and vacillating. Actually, Pilate was on trial, not Jesus. Pilate was the one trying to get away, not Jesus. Jesus was not trying to get away from him at all. Pilate's the one that's trying to escape making a decision. Actually, Pilate was on trial, and when this decision was handed down by a Roman court that Jesus was to be crucified, the days of Rome were numbered, and Rome was on the way out. Pilate could not escape making a decision. He had to. Every person has to make a decision relative to Jesus. So he says here, I'll just chastise him and release him. But wait a minute, that's wrong. If Jesus is guilty, then he should be punished. If he's innocent, he should be freed. But you're not to chastise him and let him go. That's wrong. That's compromise. Marlowe, the Englishman, said that compromise is the most immoral act in the English language. Compromise, the most immoral word. Nothing as immoral as that. Certainly this man was a compromiser.